Words spoken to us can have tremendous power in changing the way we see ourselves and what we come to believe about ourselves. I want to tell you about a teacher who changed my life with her words. My story begins when I walked into my fourth grade class in Brooklyn, New York. Our class was made up of poor and minority kids, which reflected our neighborhood. Our teacher, Miss Slapkoff, seemed a little old to me, had a deep and gravelly voice, and smelled of a mixture of cigarette smoke and sweet perfume. She gave us assigned seats and quickly learned our names. Shortly after everyone was settled, she wrote on the board, "I am I. I am important. I am important enough to learn. I am important enough to be clean." We sat mesmerized as she continued to write a couple more "I am" sentences. Then she turned around, looked at each of us, and deliberately explained how what we believe can change our lives. She then told us that we would repeat these sentences every day until we believed them. Every morning after the Pledge of Allegiance, we repeated the statements. "I am I. I am important. I am important enough to learn. I am important enough to be clean. I am." Soon Ms. Slapkoff revealed to the class a deeply, but as yet unidentified belief most of the class held, that how we dressed and how we looked did not affect how we learned or what we thought about ourselves. Ms. Slapkoff told us that we did not need to have new clothes, but all of us could have clean clothes. She asked us to take time to make sure our shoes were polished and our clothes neat and pressed if possible. She met us at the door of the classroom every morning. She greeted each of us with a warm smile. But before we were allowed to enter the classroom, she checked our nails, our hair, and the condition of our clothing. If we passed her inspection, we were allowed to enter the classroom where we could begin the assignment she had written on the board. Those who did not pass her inspection were told to wait in the hallway until she completed her examination. At the beginning of the school year, certain kids came to school dirty and with uncombed hair. She never embarrassed them in front of the class. She respected their dignity by addressing them privately in the hallway. "You are too important to come to school like this," she'd say. Then she gave each of them a new comb and some soap and asked them to go to the bathroom to wash their hands, making sure to scrub under their nails and comb their hair. There was only one student who had to return to the bathroom more than once. Annibal was a mischievous, stubborn classmate of ours who had been socially and academically unsuccessful in school up to that point. But even he came to school looking relatively nice after the first week and several trips to the bathroom. On picture day, however, everyone oohed and awed to see Annibal in a white shirt and tie and his hair combed so well. But the most incredible change was the difference in Annibal's attitude and performance. As the weeks progressed, all the students in our class looked progressively neater and were more prepared for school. We began to take pride in the way we looked, in how well we learned our lessons, and how carefully and neatly our work was done. Everyone tried to outdo everyone else in being the best student. Ms. Slapkov never said anything negative to any child. Her expectations were high because she believed each of us mattered and had incredible potential. No matter how challenging a situation was, this angel of grace changed our perspective by implanting success awareness instead of failure expectation. She repeatedly expressed to us her conviction that we not only had the ability to be great, but that we were also obligated to achieve. This principle became established in my heart and changed me forever. I knew I would never be the same again. I really believed that I was very important. Her support gave me hope. Her encouragement gave me something to strive for. I wanted to live up to her expectation of me. I was determined to demonstrate how important I really was. Negative words can cause you a lot of pain, especially if you believe them. It makes me sad when I hear hurtful words spoken to someone. It is also difficult for me to see a person who is told he or she is disordered, deficient, or inadequate to the task. Labels like these can limit growth and achievement. Some labels actually do away with all confidence, courage, and any energy a person needs in order to succeed. These labels fill most people with shame, making any effort they make to succeed difficult and draining. Diagnoses are labels doctors use. However, they are used primarily for reimbursement and for documentation. But I don't believe they are personally helpful to the one who is labeled. Labels deny the fact that when we believe we can do what seems impossible to others. When we believe we can, we will overcome even the most difficult circumstances and fulfill the purpose for which we were made and reach the goals and dreams we so passionately desire. The following poem by C.W. Longenecker describes how our beliefs can either limit or empower us. If you think you are beaten, you are. If you think you dare not, you don't. If you like to win, but think you can't, it is almost certain you won't. If you think you'll lose, you're lost. For out of the world we find, success begins with a fellow's will. It's all in the state of mind. If you think you're outclassed, you are. You've got to think high to rise. You've got to be sure of yourself before you can ever win a prize. Life's battles don't always go to the stronger or faster man, but soon or late, the man who wins is the man who thinks he can. The positive and empowering words and actions of one woman motivated and energized our class to change what we thought about ourselves and our circumstances. She helped us to focus on what we could do to bring about success. She started with the words we spoke to ourselves because she realized that these words were the incentive we needed to change our thoughts and beliefs. Prior to that class, most of us had no idea that we thought negatively. I want to make it possible for you to believe in your enormous potential. It starts with one seed, your beliefs. The affirmations on this CD are meant to begin the process of changing the way you think about who you are. Keep listening to the affirmations, and if you can, repeat them every day until you believe them. At first, it may not feel to you as if the affirmations are true. That is because you have believed a lie for so long that you have not even considered anything different. If you don't feel like an extraordinary or important person, discuss that with someone who believes in you. If you don't know someone like that, keep your eyes open for people in your family, school, or church who encourage and uplift others. Notice how they speak. Notice what they say to others and about themselves. Notice how they treat others, because actions are words in motion. Always surround yourself with successful, optimistic, and encouraging people who have dreams to achieve something great in life. Your future success depends on what you believe about yourself now. So don't hesitate. Begin today. I believe in you. I know you will do great things.